Hi, everyone. You're listening to Terry Nazon, world-famous astrologer, and my podcast. Welcome. Sit back and relax and learn all about your future. Hi, everyone. This is Terry Nazon, world-famous astrologer, and this is kind of my overview of the year 2026. Of course, I will be putting out individual sun signs horoscopes for 2026, and you can check them out on my website. But I doubt 2026 will be the same as 2025, or really any year that we have experienced in recent history. February 20th, 2026 holds particular significance for the changes we'll experience all year. What is it? Well, first of all, Mars squares unpredictable Uranus and Saturn and Neptune conjoin in Aries, also ruled by Mars, ushering in something new or a feeling of having to start over. And as Saturn and Neptune come out of the sign of Pisces and into the sign of Aries, you have to find your courage, you have to find your joy, you have to find that spark within you that makes you competitive and that gives you your drive to move forward. It will happen. But anyway, Mars squaring Uranus is about explosive news or some event that's happening. Maybe a financial collapse or a big company going bankrupt. A huge volcanic eruption is also possible, as also possible assassinations of world leaders or another aircraft disappearing over the ocean or a terrorist attack, the likes of which we haven't seen before. My, it does start out really kind of volatile this year. We have to all hold our wits about us, okay? Remembering that we're coming out of a cycle, a long cycle that's built up and into a new cycle. Some things you'll leave behind and some things you'll take with you. Some people sense this change and become disillusioned with their marriage, their job, a career path, and where they are in life or where they live. They might suddenly leave their marriages, their jobs, and move. You might look around and see unfamiliar faces and wonder, what happened? Maybe that's a good thing. A new audience, a new romance, new customers, and a new path forward where you can leave your past behind and start to be special again. Well, we'll take that. In 2026, our concept of space changes. While Earth revolves around the sun and the moon revolves around the Earth, open your mind to the fact that our little galaxy and our sun revolve around the Milky Way, aka the galactic center. Maybe it's time to delve deeper into deep space astrology in 2026. I call the year 2026 the year of fire and ice. Why fire? Why ice? Fire because Saturn and Neptune will be in Aries, a fire sign. Jupiter will enter Leo, another fire sign. Ice, because Uranus is an icy giant and will be in Gemini, an air sign. Pluto, another icy giant, is already in Aquarius, an air sign. When fire meets air, it spreads and it combusts. Ideals will spread like wildfire in 2026. Passions will get out of control, and perhaps riots will too. People will come together and demand change because Pluto's in Aquarius now. As they demand change, Jupiter will enter the royal sign of power, Leo. No more kings? Not yet. Or perhaps a new king in England. There are many places on Earth where fire and ice exist. Iceland, the Bandera volcano in New Mexico, Yosemite National Park, just to name a few. But when fire meets ice, the heat from the flame melts the ice, similar to global warming. However, the ice can extinguish the fire. The fire element in astrology represents your spirit, your joy, what keeps you moving, what keeps you alive. Hold on to your beliefs and feelings. Don't let your spirit or soul be extinguished by the coldness you meet occasionally. And many of these three planets are in signs that sextile each other. So get ready. It's about to be a fast-paced year. There's always a saving grace, though. 2026 numerically adds up to 10 or down to the number 1. The number 1 is about new beginnings. And in Chinese astrology, it's the year of the fire horse. Are you ready for the races? Or will you need to run from the stampede? My year at a glance. Time is cyclical, life in the Milky Way is predictable and cyclical, offering a sense of reassurance and feeling of being in time and in sync with the universe. The main theme in 2026 is what works. You have to figure out what works in 2026. Well, that's all I'm going to say for now, but I will be putting out a lot more content, a lot more videos, a lot more podcasts, and even my 2026 horoscope guide. But until then, you can go to my website and read your 2026 horoscopes.